Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
I kiss you on the cheek still. I'll let you kiss me. I know you. So even the people that you maybe have to deal with, and you may say, but Apostle April, I got to work with this person. I can't just remove them. But guess what? You can know them. Know everybody. Know your coworkers. Know your boss. Know your siblings. Know your parents. Know your cousins. Know your sisters and brothers. Know everything. We know it. Oh, we know everybody that say they love us and that they respect us and that they just really appreciate us. Don't really love us. Most of you all do. I thank God for you because you're on the phone today. But we know very well everybody that says mama and daddy isn't really a daughter or a son. Like I tell Apostle Andrew, everybody that call me mama, I would not call a daughter or a son. You've not demonstrated the love and loyalty needed. This is what's important, people of God. And people wonder, they say, Apostle April, Apostle Andrew, how do you become so successful? How do you have the glory of God? We say, how many hours do you got? Because it's an accumulation of everything. I can't even tell you, oh, we fasted 40 days. Oh, we spoke in our heavenly language 6 hours. It's more to that. Because once you break through, once you break through into the supernatural, it takes about 10 times fold of all types of applications and strategies to maintain that breakthrough. You don't just pray for 6 hours and then you feel a little tingling in your belly and then God allowed to you to cast out a headache demon and you've arrived. It don't work like that.
Don't work that way.
It don't work that way. You got to work just as hard to maintain it and keep growing in God. But it takes you to be sharp in every area of your life with your health, examining your friends, staying motivated, knowing what it takes, how it's your responsibility to do what it needs to do. If you're failing at your life, I'm sorry. It sucks that you didn't have a daddy. It sucks that your mama was a crackhead. I know it does. But guess what? That's not the reason why you're failing at this life. Woo! Cricket. Your uncle might have been a crackhead. Your uncle might have touched you. Oh yeah, you got some low blows, but guess what? That is not the reason why you're failing in this life. You know what the reason why you're failing in this life is? Just what I keep repeating. Your focus requires adjustment. Read some of these champions. Read the stories and the biographies of champions. They've done things worse than you, but they've decided to realign their focus, and they said, despite my upbringing, despite what I've been through, I've chose to stay focused on the positive, and I've risen because of it. You are not your past. You are not your crackhead, your crack mama. You are not them. You are not a molestation foul. You are not an abuse foul. You are not a broken down individual. You are not someone that is going to be subject to the jail system. You are not someone
with a
bad criminal background. You are not just someone with bad credit. You are not someone.
Come
you
on.
Are not those things if you choose not to be.
Yeah.
I've been through some horrible things. But I decided to say, I'm not that. I'm not that sin I committed. I'm not that letdown. I'm not that disappointment. I'm choosing to say I am a child of God. Matter of fact, I'm a king. I choose to refocus, and some of you all need to refocus so you can stay motivated so that you can get out of here and do your dreams. What am I trying to tell you? And I'm finished. Apostle Andrew, you can have the floor when I finish. My whole purpose in talking to you is so that you can do what God has called you to do. But in order for you to fulfill it, you got to have a passion, undying passion. You have to know how to pick yourself up when you have those low times. Just because you're having a low time and you can't get in touch with me or my husband doesn't mean you stay low. You can reach out to people to encourage you, yes, but what if you can't get in touch with them? then what?
Mm-hmm.
You go back into a slumber and say, okay, well, I'm waiting until they call. They ain't call me back, so I think I might just kill myself. Well, then that's your decision. That's your decision. And I have to respect it. Now, this is one lady. She called me. This is years ago. We've been going back and forth for her because she couldn't stay motivated. She didn't want it bad enough. The Lord showed me she wanted to do what she wanted to do. And when she didn't get the results she wanted to then come to us. That's a parasite. That's a parasite protege. Just coming up to me after you've done everything you want to do, and then you want me to make it right. So then she started talking reckless. She started saying, I don't know what's going on, and I'm just going to kill myself. She was talking to Apostle Andrew. I grabbed that phone. I said, do it. Don't be a punk about it. Do it. I said, the people that really want to kill themselves, they do it. They don't leave. They don't cry. They don't tell 70 people. They don't post it on Facebook.
Come
on.
They don't
tell Facebook to do a video so you can watch them do it. But they don't get and wait for 70 people to come in and say, oh, don't do it. You have more to live for. No, they do it. I say you
looking
fluff
for
it.
Attention.
Matter of fact, you're looking for attention.
That's
I say,
it.
So if you coming to me, how dare you abuse my time after I've spent countless hours mentoring you, praying for you. You don't want it bad enough. And if you're trying to get more attention out of me, this is all you're going to get. Needless to say, she's still alive today. Woo! I love it. I'm finished. I'm here all night, y'all. I love it. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful word. Thank you, God, for giving me so many strategies on how they can stay motivated. But you've blessed me to be able to share just three of them. And, Lord, I pray even now that as I've spoken, taught them, even exposed certain things that they can do in their own life, their own careers, their own relationships, their own ministry, that it will bless them, that they will begin to see the benefits and the rewards of staying motivated. Thank you, God, for letting us know that everything can break down, burn out, or crash, but it's up to us to repair it. Thank you, Lord, for letting us know that our success is determined by our ability to stay motivated. And thank you, Lord, for letting us know that we will fail with our life unless we learn how to motivate ourselves. Heavenly Father, I pray even now that if there's any demotivation, any sadness, any depression on this line under the sound of my voice, I cause it to be loose right now, broken off of them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. I decree and declare over their vessels that they have a joy unspeakable. They have a peace that surpasses all understanding. That they have a fire to run, ooh, even the distance. I thank you, Lord, for the books that we be published, the birthing out of ministries, the new careers, the going back to school, the losing of the weight and getting in shape. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for even now what you're doing, equipping them with strategies and wisdom to approach their destination and their assignment. And Lord, I pray even now that there will be an impartation of assessment, that there will be a download of a sharpened discernment, that they will assess and examine themselves and those around them, who they have allowed access to them. And if they do not align up with your word, with your promises, if they do not go forward in trusting you and your commandments, that they will recognize that they are people that have to be removed out of our life because they serve us no good. They actually work to demote us. And, Lord, I thank you for dispatching your angels to assist, to minister, to warfare against that is trying to hinder our destiny. In Jesus' mighty name, let all of God's people say amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. At this time, let's call for the general. Apostle Dr. Andrew Mitchell Smith is coming on the line.
Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That was an awesome, awesome message. And Father God, even as she has released over us, Lord, you release over her. Protect her under your blood. Let there be no backlash in the name of Jesus. Cover her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every retaliation spirit, we cancel it, and we speak the blood of Jesus against it right now by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' wonder-working name. Let all God's people say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Awesome message. If I could title it, I would say encourage yourself in the Lord, even as David did in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. It talks about how he encouraged himself, mm-hmm. even when he was in great distress, even when people was trying to come against him, he encouraged himself. And you leaders need to know how to encourage yourself. A lot of mm-hmm. leaders get down in the stupor, and some of y'all about to go in the pastor, and especially those under us, and you're going to face some warfare. You're going to face some things that don't mean that you're not called, and that don't mean that, you know, God isn't with you. It's just part of the territory. So with that being said, you're going to have to learn to encourage yourself. Don't get mad at me if you're trying to shake off a demon at midnight, and I'm in my house asleep, and I don't pick up my phone. Don't get mad at Apostle Prayer if we sleep and we don't pick up our phone around 1 in the morning and you trying to shake off a demon. I'm going to tell you like Apostle John Eckhart said. He said, my cutoff time is 10 p.m. unless it's a real deal emergency. You're going to have to learn how to deal with that. You're going to have to learn how to encourage yourself. So glory to God, especially leaders. You're going to have to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord. I love y'all very much. I'm not going to preach. I got a lot of preaching in me, even off of that, but that can be like a five-week series, what she's talking about. There's so much information in that. But I want y'all to keep us uplifted before the throne of grace. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Man. Glory to God. I was just watching my apostle Charles Divine the other day. He said, people say they love me and they honor me. He said, really, a lot of people just want what I have in my hand and not what's in my heart. He didn't say it like that, but that's basically what he was saying. He said, I want you to give me your time. It don't add up. But glory to God, there's a business anointing on this line today in this service. There's a business anointing. God is about to release $10,000 to someone. So get prepared for that. Someone who has a business, you're going to be
able to
get $10,000. Glory to God. And I'm going to release corporately. Whoever wants it, all you got to do is grab it with your praise. Father, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for everyone that's on this call, in this service. And I decree and declare, even over the next 14 days, massive amount of miracles take place. In the name of Jesus, those who have businesses, Lord God, those who have ministries, Lord God, and those who have prayer requests before you, let it be loose in the heavenly. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, loose it, fire!
Praise the name, Lord.
Whoever that young lady in the background sound like, my spiritual daughter, Pastor Pamela, if that's you, whoever screaming like that, God said he giving you double.
Thank you, God.
Your response is
hallelujah.
Take
this out.
So, I told you to
thank you, Jesus.
For everybody who grabbed it with their praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Those of you all who are at work, and you can't do
yes,
it, you can praise in your heart.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Get ready, God said.
Thank you, Jesus.
In 14 days, and even before 14 days, many of y'all about to receive increase.
Thank you.
Some of y'all about to find.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Some of y'all are going to see golden coins and gold dust in your house.
I receive that. I receive it. Hallelujah.
Why do I receive gold dust? Because it's going to be a sign that you got a visitation from heaven.
I receive it.
Get prepared for that over the next 14 days. And also,
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Everywhere we go, because everywhere we go, I'm telling you, glory is released.
Yes,
people
amen.
Get healed. People get, big checks in the mail. People get money. People find money. I'm telling you, many, many miracles are released. So you want to be there. Glory to God, you want to be there. And if you guys need to know where we're going to be at,
For today, in 14 days, many of you all are going to find lost money. Many of you all are going to receive impartation for your business and healings and so forth in
Praise
Jesus'
God.
Name.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tell me why our spiritual daughter, Pastor Kendra, she found $100 in the grocery store.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Some of y'all are going to find more than that. Yeah, some of y'all are going to find more than that. But glory to God, I just want to release that. I love y'all so very much. I honor all of you all who are on the in the service, on the call, on this line. I love y'all so very much. And I bid you all a great day in the name of Jesus. Remember, motivate yourself, encourage yourself, even when nobody else is doing it. I turn it back over into the hands of the host. God bless you all.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.